Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, August 28, 2022 is S.S. Edward L. Ryerson. S.S. Edward L. Ryerson is a steel-hulled American Great Lakes freighter which entered service in 1960. Built between April 1959 and January 1960 for the Inland Steel Company, she was the third of the 13 so-called 730 class of lake freighters, each of which shared the unofficial title of Queen of the Lakes because of their record-breaking length. She was not only the last steam-powered freighter built on the lakes but also the last one that was not a self-unloader. Since 2009, she has been in long-term layup in Superior, Wisconsin. She is one of only two American-owned straight-deck lake freighters, the other being John Sherwin, built in 1958. Built almost exclusively to transport iron ore, Edward L. Ryerson completed her sea trials on August 3, 1960. She then traveled to Escanaba, Michigan, where she loaded a cargo of iron ore, embarking on her maiden voyage for Indiana Harbor, Indiana, on August 4. The ship set a Great Lakes iron ore cargo haulage record that stood for 3 years on August 28, 1962. After loading 24,623 long tons, 27,578 short tons, 25,018 t, of iron ore in Superior, Wisconsin. Because of her top speed of 19 miles per hour, 31 kilometers per hour, she received the nickname of Fast Eddie. Enthusiasts consider Edward L. Ryerson to be one of the most aesthetically pleasing lake freighters ever built. She quickly became one of the most popular boats on the lakes, to the point that there were rumors she would regularly be directed through the lock closest to the shore, the MacArthur Lock, for the benefit of boat watchers. Due to a downturn in the steel industry, Edward L. Ryerson was laid up in Indiana Harbor for the 1986 and 1987 shipping seasons, returning to service in 1988. She was laid up for a second time in January 1994 in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, remaining inactive throughout 1994, 1995 and 1996, re-entering service in April 1997. In 1998, Inland Steel was acquired by the Netherlands-based Eastpot International NV. The same year, Edward L. Ryerson was renamed STR. Edward L. Ryerson. She was sold to the Indiana Harbor Steamship Company later in 1998. She entered long-term layup at the Bay Shipbuilding Company in Sturgeon Bay in December the same year, returning to the lakes in 2006. In 2009, she entered long-term layup at the Fraser Shipyard in Superior, remaining stationary as of 2022. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:51 UTC on Sunday, August 28, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for S.S. Edward L. Ryerson. This podcast is produced by Abulsmate Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsmate Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Sally Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.